Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm John Kamensky, and this morning's conversation is with Vance Hitch, Chief Information Officer for the U.S. Department of Justice. Joining us in our conversation is Richard Scott. Mr. Hitch, what are the biggest management challenges for information sharing within the Justice Department, and how do you plan on overcoming some of these challenges?
Well, I've alluded to a few of these before, but I'll go into a little more detail. Certainly, the biggest management challenges in information sharing, I would say the biggest, is the cultural change. And that's the one that I talked about earlier, and that's why it's extremely important that we get the whole departmental leadership behind LAISP. And it can't be just something that's coming out of the CIO's office, or it can't be something that's coming out of anybody's office. It's got to be something coming from the whole department. So it's got to have the full backing of the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General. And that's why the Deputy Attorney General is the executive agent and executive sponsor for LAISP. That's the only way you can make culture really change, because it's going to take a long time and to get people comfortable. So what it boils down to is word from the top, leadership, we will do this, we will take some risks, we will trust each other, we will change policy if necessary, and we will pilot this out to make sure that we're doing it right, and we'll learn things, and then we'll implement these things across the board. So I think culture change is perhaps the biggest management challenge, because information sharing is a little bit of an unnatural act in a broad-based basis within the law enforcement community. There are certainly information systems challenges that I face in terms of making this happen, because these systems were basically well-established legacy systems that have worked for a long time. We're going to have to make some major changes to those in terms of fitting them into an architecture that will facilitate sharing of information. And we have to build some new systems that haven't existed before in order to fulfill our vision for LAISP. And those are in the process of being built. We're actually going to be pilot testing one of them in the near term. I'm pretty excited about those. But building new systems is a risky thing. Also, these major complex systems that, basically have a span of across the nation, involve every law enforcement agency within the Department of Justice. It implies sharing with law enforcement across the federal government as well as state and local. So we have a huge number of stakeholders. Everybody is interested. That adds richness, but also adds tremendous complexity to what we have to accomplish. So building these major new capabilities and then hooking up our legacy systems are major technical challenges that we have to overcome. Also, there's more than meets the eye, because we have to, as we come out with every new program now, we have to make sure that we understand how it fits within this information sharing picture. And that's something that people aren't used to doing. They're not necessarily used to thinking in those terms. So that's one of the things that, I've done is to make sure that we are evaluating every new program in light of this information sharing initiative. So this is very exciting, but these are very big challenges from a Justice Department standpoint, making this happen and making sure that they are successful. But that's what I'm committed to doing.
Are you establishing performance-based metrics for the programs within the Department of Justice?
Absolutely. I think that's very important. OMB is certainly espousing this. I would have to say, I totally agree with OMB. We shouldn't be doing things if we don't understand what the benefits we should be getting out of them, and that should be translated into real terms. What specific improvements are we trying to make, and how will that impact our mission? So we are looking at all of those things. So every new program that we come up with, we are tying to mission, we're tying to performance, new performance and better performance of that mission. We're looking for outcomes, we're looking for milestones, we're looking for better performance across the line. Once we have those, one of the things we're trying to do is to get the contractor community to share some of that vision with us and share some of that risk with us in accomplishing those things. So we're looking at performance-based contracting. And that really means infusing from the overall performance factors that we've identified for the department as a whole based on our IT plan, We are pushing that down into each one of the IT initiatives and into the contracts so that the contractors have specific performance goals, specific milestones that they need to meet in order to help us meet our overall objectives. Frankly, we're treading on some fairly new ground for the Department of Justice, but I'm a big supporter of performance-based contract because I want our contractor community to be our partners, not just contractors. I want them to be partners. And in order to be partners, they have to share in the same goals that I have. They're not just there to make money. They're not just there to put good people on the project. That's fine. But they're there to help us achieve our goals. And performance-based contracting is one of the ways we're going to do that.
Well, partnership and sharing information and that level requires some very strong, unified leadership. How are you fostering and promoting strong leadership within the information technology arena?
That's a real broad question. But, I think it has many facets. I mean, I'll deal with DOJ first. I mean, first of all, as I said, within DOJ, just the IT organizations within DOJ, it's very decentralized. That's what I stepped into. So my job is to make that more of a strong, unified community, to make it we're all partners, we're all brothers working on the same goal, and it's my job to provide leadership to that group. So I take very strongly the need to work with the CIOs of the different components within the Department of Justice and to get their buy-in to the goals, the performance objectives, the missions that we have, that I see, and how we're going to accomplish them, and that, so that we can do all those things together. So I do that through planning efforts, through retreats. We have brown bag lunches. I try to keep really good communication, and I view that as a strong team across the department. So it's not just a centralized group. It's really we have outreaches to each of the components through the CIOs of those organizations. So I see my goal, I always say, is to move justice from a decentralized IT organization to a strongly centrally coordinated IT organization. Not centralized, but strongly centrally coordinated. So that's within my own sphere, within the Department of Justice, and I think strong leadership is necessary to make that happen. Outside of the Department of Justice, there's leadership in the contracting community, within the industry, technology industry, and then there's certainly leadership within the federal government IT community. And I think all of those things are important. So I try to, within the constraints of a 24-hour day and my own abilities and stamina and everything, I try to do what I can to work within those broader communities as actively and as effectively as I can. The job that I have at the department is enormous. So, you know, obviously I have to parse my time and I have to be very careful and judicious, but I do support those other efforts and I try to provide as much input and activity and in some cases leadership as I can. You know, working with other departments. We talked about the Department of Homeland Security earlier. Some of the programs they have going are absolutely critical to the nation's security, and they have to work closely together, hand in glove, with some programs that we have. So they have to work together. Leadership is the only way that will get us there in terms of making that happen, because it's not going to happen with just well-intentioned people kind of doing things that they've always done. So I think there's a lot of room for leadership in the IT community. It's extremely important. I think we're getting there. I think OMB provides some good leadership in terms of some of the initiatives they're doing. I can't always say I agree with everything that comes out of OMB, but I think their heart's always in the right place. I mean, they espouse good management principles. What they're aiming for is the same thing I'm aiming for. So that's why it's easy for me to embrace a lot of the programs that come out of OMB, because they're trying to make the federal government more efficient in the same way that I'm trying to make the Department of Justice more efficient.
Well, I used to work at OMB, and it's nice to know that people think that we have our hearts. What are the future management plans for the U.S. Department of Justice? We'll ask the department's Chief Information Officer, Vance Hitch, to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.